The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Tariffs on all imports that he has described would be a 20% sales tax, in essence, on basic necessities for the average American worker, average American family, totaling almost $4,000 a year. That is no small matter. Here in Pittsburgh,
he wants to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax on everyday products and basic necessities that we import from other countries. That will devastate Americans. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs.
Well, let's be clear that the Trump administration resulted in a trade deficit, one of the highest we've ever seen in the history of America. He invited trade wars.
You want to talk about he's not, he refused to come.
But understand that part of his plan is to put in place a national sales tax of at least 20% on everyday goods and necessities. And that, by economist estimates, independent economists, would cost you as the American consumer and taxpayer an additional $4,000 a year.
Dude wants to talk about his plans, which really are about cutting taxes for the richest people. Please do check out the Wall Street Journal or Goldman Sachs or the 16 Nobel laureates or Moody's, who have all analyzed the plans and said mine will strengthen the economy, his will make it weaker.
You know, let's not choose her. No, let's choose. A crazy man. Let's choose. A lunatic pants. And here we are. Yesterday I said, well, you know, I think he scheduled this. I don't know, what did he call it? Ruination Day. That's what The Economist is calling it. Ruination Day. I just say, he's burning it all down to the ground. He's just literally taking a dump on the entire globe, the entire global economy, not just alliances, not just, things that have kept America safe and free for the last 70 years, not just NATO allies, not just Europe. No, he's taking a giant dump on the entire world. Because the man likes risk. And we should just be open to it and eat it for the next, I'll say, 5 years. 5 years. Don't pick her. Don't pick the person who's telling you that your hair should be on fire and the lights are flashing red. No, pick the guy that's making the lights flash red and setting your hair on fire. Let's do it. Let's pick him. And of course, the markets are tanked. Yesterday I said, okay, he's saving his announcement for after the market closes, because it would look really bad for the president of the United States of America to stand on a stage announcing that basically we're all going to become hungry now. We're all, and I mean that in every possible way you could hear that word, hungry, that we're all hungry now after the market tanks, after the market closes, because having the market tank in a split screen while he's announcing we're going to be great again is just, it's not good branding. It's not a good look. It's not a good sell. It's not. So he waited till, and then all of a sudden the markets opened. They opened today. And
from the New York Stock Exchange, big market sell-off this hour. It is ugly out there. The S&P 500 down 3.7%, the Nasdaq's down 4.5%. Not many places to hide in this equity market today. The Dow is down 1,400 points as we speak. As the onslaught of tariffs is announced by President Trump and the administration, here's the reaction to Liberation Day.
I guess I was right. I hate being right all the time. It would be nice if he was right some of the time. It would be nice if he had I don't know, some policies, some theories, some executive order. Which brings me to this. This is a new emergency, he declared. This is why he's able to do this. I don't know how many people have actually stopped for a brief moment and considered there was no vote. There's no legislation. There's absolutely nothing that has occurred in Congress that would permit these kinds of trade deals, for lack of a better word, to go into effect. The president is using an emergency power yet again, and Congress has every right to weigh in on the fake and falseness of this emergency declaration, and they will. I saw the Senate yesterday. It's very interesting how some of the most MAGA senators, some of the most libertarian of them, some of the most kill the government, pro-Elon senators are now standing on the floor going, wait a minute, just wait. Tariffs don't work. They are bad. They're bad.
What happened was...
That's even more hysterical. That's Ron DeSantis telling you that the guy that won the Republican seat in Florida is, you know, the new Republican is replacing an old Republican, the one that is the national security advisor who likes to have apparently lots and lots and lots of classified talks, lots and lots of top secret chats on Telegram, but it's worse. It's Signal. And he's denigrating the man that took Walz's place as not being good either. I mean, it's hysterical. It's really, it's pretty amazing. Listen.
What happened was, and so the media is trying to say, oh, see, it shows, I think the Wall Street Journal said something about this is like an anti-MAGA backlash. I don't think that's true at all for this district.
No.
I think you have a candidate in Randy Fine
who,
one, he's a squish.
Oh.
Okay, he supported restrictions on Second Amendment rights back in 2018.
Oh.
He tried to defeat my immigration proposal to help President Trump enforce immigration laws, and he tried to enact a de facto sanctuary, make Florida de facto sanctuary state. So when people see that, our base voters don't get excited about that. You're not giving them a reason to go out and vote. And he's also, just the way he conducts himself, is somebody, he repels people. He's repelled people in the legislature. He's repelled, they wanted to get him out of the legislature, so they asked me to put him up for Florida Atlantic president, and I did, and the whole board would have resigned rather than make him president. So now he's going to be in Congress. I mean, like, you know, it is what it is.
What a ringing endorsement of your own. What a ringing endorsement of his own kind. He was trying to get rid of this guy so hard, so fast, so many times that he actually made him the president of, I hope your children do not go here, Florida Atlantic University. Didn't want to, you know, depress you today on top of the depression that is about to happen for real in the economy. But there he is. There's Ron DeSantis trashing the Republican person who won District 6 yesterday to replace Walz, who likes to have Signal chats with classified material, apparently over and over and over and over again. It's just, well.
So he repels people, huh, Ron? The irony is so thick you could cut it and serve it up. That's
I don't know
crazy.
If he has a mirror or not. I'm not 100% sure that Ron DeSantis understands how repulsive, he appears to others. He should actually invest in one of these, new reflective things that replaced, like, looking in the lake, you know, if you wanted to see, like, who what you looked like. Yeah, I mean, these people are the gang that couldn't shoot straight. It's the insane clown posse, and they're in charge of everything. So what did we expect? You didn't vote for the person who was sane. You didn't vote for the person who said, he's going to hike prices. He's going to cause the economy to crash. He's going to cause the stock market to crash. He's going to cause our allies to flee. He's going to cause taxes on you. He's going to cause inflation that we just were getting out of. He's going to cause another manufacturing recession. The last time Donald Trump was the president of the United States and played around with tariffs, his favorite toy, his favorite thing, what happened? That's right. We had two quarters of negative growth and a recession in Bueller. Bueller, anybody? Manufacturing. That's right. And we're about to see something that we only read about in history books, a massive massive inflation.